The band entertains here at halftime, and we're getting very close to the start of the second half of this game, and the Zizzers will start the half with the basketball and an 11-point lead, 29-18. Tomorrow night, about this time, will be around halftime of the Grizzly Three Rivers game. That'll be at the West Plains Civic Center. And it's going to be the final basketball game in West Plains for this basketball season. The Grizzlies will host Three Rivers, play them for the third time. We're 0-2 against them. West Plains, MSU West Plains on a 10-game losing streak. It'd be nice to crack that at the expense of Three Rivers. That last game, that last home game, was a terrific game. Won on a buzzer beater by Caleb Young in overtime. And as time ran down in that overtime, the Grizzlies had a 1-point lead, and Young broke our hearts with a little teardrop floater from 10 feet. And we'll see if we can return the favor tomorrow night. Starting five for West Plains will be out there to start in half number two. It'll be Zizzer ball in the backcourt. They're in the red with the white trim and white numbers. And Bolivar is in the home whites with blue and gold trim. Jared Kraft, and they throw it in and immediately double team. West Plains gets it in the front court. Double teams can be a problem, but not if you pass the ball and move the basketball. Out front, and there's a quick foul as they went for the steal on the double team. Gardner Casey will be called for the personal foul for Bolivar. So obviously, it would appear anyway. Bolivar trying to be more aggressive. In the corner, bounce pass, wraparound underneath. Shot up and under is good by Brick Houston. Very, very smart stuff. Get that ball in the low block. They have no one that can guard Briggs. Here's a drive in the paint. Here's a shot blocked by Briggs Houston. On the shot that time by Trent Patke and taken by West Plains. Kraft out front. Gets a return pass. Tuma to the point. Team has been very wise in how they've handled the basketball tonight. Josiah Long. Pass the low block, and there's Briggs with a catch. Up strong, inside, and good. There is no answer for the 6'6 senior from West Plains. 15-point game now, 33-18. And that really puts pressure on Bolivar now. They've got to answer. Drake Durham at the point, now to the point. They get the ball, Damian Young on the right side. Gardner Casey to the corner. Drake Durham in the right corner. He'll be pressured there. Pass it back outside. Gardner Casey. Here's Durham for a two from the wing. No good. Rebound, Josiah Long. And West Plains has possession with a 15-point lead. In the right corner, here's Robbins with a three, and it's good. Clayton Robbins has made four threes tonight. Although I may have credited one or two to Christian. 6:17 to go in the third quarter. 36-18. West Plains has doubled up, Bolivar, and we're back in 1 minute on KDY. Well, West Plains is really playing with a lot of confidence and shooting the ball with tremendous confidence. There's no hesitation. If the player is open, they catch, they square, they shoot it. They don't think about it. And it's a 36-18 game, 18-point lead for West Plains. Bolivar on the right side. Damon Young with a three. No good. Ball is going to be controlled by Gardner Casey, though. Bolivar keeps it. Young out front, dribbles the lane, stops in the lane, kicks it back outside. Casey with a three from the right wing. No good. And the rebound controlled by Josiah Long. Up the left sideline now. Josiah in the front court. Down the left side. He's cut off. Now moves it back. All you got to do is be patient. Feed it across in the corner. Tuma for three. No good. Rebound, though. Jared Kraft has it. Gets it back to Ethan in the corner. Just move it outside just like that. Jared Kraft has it. Live stream on our various platforms. Right corner, Ethan passed up the shot. Gives it back to Jared Kraft in the right corner. 5:14 to go in the third. Pass across, deflected out of bounds. It'll stay with West Plains. 5:11 to go in the third quarter. West Plains 36, Bolivar 18. You can watch the stream on Facebook, on our KDY Facebook page. You can watch it on our YouTube channel. You can watch it on OzarkRadioNews.com. Here's the inbound play. Jared Kraft, touch pass to the corner. Briggs Houston back to the right side. High screen. Kraft dribbles down. Back out it goes. Josiah Long. Inside pass. Knocked away. Tipped away. Picked back up, though. Turnover, West Plains. In the front court up the right sideline now. Seth Martin, a senior, left wing. To the corner. They'll double team the ball. Bad pass thrown. They tried to get it in to Gardner Casey, but laying in the weeds and waiting for the steal was Briggs Houston. Now in the paint, turnaround follow-away shot is up and no good by Jared Kraft, but he got fouled by Damian Young. That'll be his third foul. So Jared Kraft has 5 points tonight. First free throw attempt of the night for West Plains. Free throw is good. It's a heck of a drive up here to Bolivar, so some folks may have chosen to just watch the stream. And if you did, you're probably enjoying this as Jared makes both free throws. 20-point game, 38-18. Jared Kraft now has 7. Gardner Casey out front against his matchup zone, and if you're not making the perimeter shots, you really don't know what to do if you don't have an inside game. Here's a drive down the paint. Here's a shot up and good, and the basket will count. Damian Young scores for the first time tonight. And he'll get a free throw to go along with it. Briggs Houston went for the block, got the foul. .38-20, free throw, no good. Jared Kraft pulls it down. Tuma in the front court. What we don't want to do really is just start firing for no good reason. We want to take our time and get really good shots now. Here's Christian with a 3 from the left side. No good. Rebound, Josiah Long. Terrific rebound. In the corner, Tuma for a 3, and that's good. Ethan with his first basket, 41-20. Damian Young for Bolivar. Now at the point, Drake Durham spins back to the defense, trapped in the lane, bad pass, bounced out of bounds, turnover on Bolivar, and that will be number 8 on the night. Bolivar will get Jason Wilkinson back in the ballgame. Front court right side, now on the left wing. Well, you want to be playing as best as you can by the time you get to the postseason. And this is exactly what Coach Mason Miller wanted to see tonight, I'm sure. 41-20. Pass inside, Josiah tied up, but got away with the ball and moves it back outside. On the right side, lob to the block. Josiah back outside, it goes to the point. Jared Kraft starts right, goes between the legs, lobs it over the top, and ball tipped away from Briggs Houston. Turnover, West Plains. But that was a good idea. That can be a 50-50 play. Here's a pass now across court. Bolivar on offense with Damian Young out front. Now on the left side, Patke on the baseline. They give it to Young, cutting down the lane. Goes up with the shot, no good. Rebound. Jared Kraft, West Plains back with a 2-on-2 break all the way. Right-hand runner is no good. And now Bolivar will run with it. Damian Young, free throw line. Looks for help, can't find any. Now Patke to the point. Jason Wilkinson. To the far right corner, Durham nearly lost it and did. West Plains comes away with it. Kraft with it. Takes it all the way in. Right-hand drive, no good, but he got fouled on the shot off the turnover. Foul number two on Gardner Casey for Bolivar. We're only 8 points from a turbo clock. And good again. 4 for 4 from the line in the second half. 9 points for the night. Another timeout's going to be called by Bolivar, and this will be a full timeout. 2:01 to go in the third. West Plains is rolling 43-20. Back in 1 minute on KDY. Two minutes, 1 second left on the third quarter clock. This game has pretty much been dominated by West Plains from the outset. They jumped out to a 6-0 lead. They haven't looked back. 43-20. Bolivar cut it down to 5 in the first half, but, man, since then, it has been all West Plains over on the left side. Trenton Patke with the ball, lobs it to the high post. Wilkinson will dribble it back outside. Now they'll move it back over to the right. This is Connor Neal in the game, wearing 0. Ball deflected, tipped away, and stolen. West Plains with it. Mahan up the floor and threw it away. Tried to throw it over the defender instead of the bounce pass around him. Turnover 3 in the quarter. West Plains has 5 for the night. Bolivar basketball. 43-20. Wilkinson will pull up and shoot an air ball. We'll get a foul call. And that's going to be on West Plains. Grant Mahan with his second foul. Jacob Moore in the ball game with Grant Mahan for West Plains. They get Clayton Robbins out near steal on the inbound play. Josiah Long out of the game. Here's a 3 in the left corner. Gardner Casey. That's good. Casey has 11, 43-23. Jared Kraft to the right corner. Ethan Tuma circles out, gets it to Briggs Houston. Now at the high post, back outside to the left corner. Jacob Moore to the point. Jared Kraft, wide open 3, won't fall. Rebound comes long, Casey has it. He'll step in, put it up the left-hand runner, good from 10 feet. Casey has 13, 43-25. West Plains, 18-point game, 27 seconds to go. Cutting down the lane. Here's a drive up. Good! Foul on the play. Basket counts on a pick and roll. And Grant Mahan took the feed from Ethan Tuma, got the basket to go, and got fouled. Jason Wilkinson. It's called for the foul for Bolivar. Grant Mahan with a bucket and one to come. 45-25. Grant could make it a 21-point game again. And it's no good. Rebound long to the free throw line. Picked up there by Matthew Giglio. Bolivar back from left to right. They've got a hill to climb and not a lot of time to do it. We're down to 12 seconds left in the third quarter. Damian Young in the corner. Back to the right baseline. Drake Durham has it. He wants to put it on the floor and shoot it. He does. He shoots it way short. Rebound is going to be controlled by Bolivar, but that's the end of the quarter. We played 3 from Bolivar tonight. It is all West Plains. They lead it by 20, 45-25. Back in a minute on KDY. Minutes to go in the ball game, and West Plains basketball. No, it'll be Bolivar basketball to start the fourth. But they have, the Scissors have a 20-point lead starting quarter four. In the third matchup between these teams, each team has won one so far in close games. This one's not close at all. Here's Gardner Casey on a catch and shoot for 3. Good for the right wing, and that's a good start for Bolivar. Casey now has made 4 threes. Jacob Moore with it. In the corner, bounce pass baseline. Grant Mahan trapped underneath, whips it outside. Here's Riggs Houston with a three. Won't fall, and we'll have a rebound foul inside call against West Plains. And that'll be on Grant Mahan, his third. So he'll come out of the ball game, and Luke Von Allman is in. Nope, Grant's still out there. Here's a catch and shoot again for Casey for three. No good. Drake Durham with a rebound for Bolivar. Now ball lost out of bounds. They're going to say West Plains touched it last, and it'll stay with Bolivar. 7:14 to go in the fourth. Casey is the guy you really got to watch as they look for more three-point opportunities. Clayton Robbins and Josiah Long are on the bench. Luke Von Allman and Grant Mahan are in the game inbound play. Now here we go again. Here's Durham off a screen. There's Casey again for three. Good again. 45-31. They want those threes, can tighten things up quick. Tuma to the right side to the corner. Kraft at the point, down the key all the way. Right-hand runner won't go. Rebounded by Bolivar. They could cut this down to an 11-point game. Casey over on the left side. Cross-court pass, bad pass, stolen. Luke Von Allman up with it. In the front court, steps through, feeds it back to Jared Kraft. West Plains will reset. 6:10 to go, 45-31. The lead was 20, it's down to 14. In the corner, over the top pass, Von Allman with the catch. He'll shoot for three, no good. Rebound to Grant Mahan. Loose basketball, tied up, and it'll be West Plains ball. West Plains ball from underneath. With 5:54 to go, 45-31. Ethan Tuma on the inbound play. Out front, Jared Kraft. Houston to the left corner, Grant Mahan. Hook pass underneath. Von Allman back outside it goes. Kraft to the point. Ethan Tuma with it. Ethan back outside. Bridge Houston has stolen from behind. There's Damon Young all the way. Goes up and scores. Tuma outside. 45-33. 12-point game. Eight in a row here to start the quarter. Here's a whistle and a blocking foul. Will be called on Bolivar. That'll be their first team foul in quarter number four. Maybe time to bring the starters back in. And that is the case. Josiah Long will come in. Clayton Robbins comes in. Luke Von Allman will go out. Grant Mahan will go out. 45-33. That was the third foul on Gardner Casey. And now another foul is called. This one's on Damian Young, a holding foul before the ball even got thrown in. He has four. Here's the inbound play outside. Kraft drives in, pulls up. Ten-footer is off the mark. Casey with a rebound. Jared Kraft gets up a little bit slow. Young back out. Casey, long three, and it's no good. Ball comes off long, and it's controlled by Patke, and Bolivar with it. Left wing, Casey for three. No good. Long rebound right to him. Bolivar with 4:45 to go. Down by 12. Durham back out to the point. Young drives in. Wraparound pass inside. Blocked away by Josiah Long and a foul. And they'll shoot two. .45-33, 12-point game now. Gardner Casey at the line. Free throw is good. Casey cuts it to 11. He has 20 points tonight. Next try is good. This went from a 20-point game to a 12-point game in the last 3.5 minutes. Timeout, West Plains. Probably a pretty good idea. 45-35. Scissors by 10. And we're back in 30 seconds on KDY. The fourth quarter has been a bit of a disaster for West Plains. They've been outscored 10-0. We haven't scored in the first 3.5 minutes of the fourth. And that 20-point lead is down to 10. West Plains with the basketball. Probably a pretty good idea to run some clock here and try to get that basketball back inside where we have been. Out front to the corner, Josiah. Pass inside, tipped out of bounds by Bolivar. Stays with West Plains. Bolivar being much more aggressive defensively now than they were early on. In the corner, Clayton Robbins with it. And a whistle and a hand check foul on Patke. That's his second. Team foul 4 on Bolivar. Inbound play thrown out of bounds. Nobody came to the basketball, so Clayton Robbins threw it across court and just airmailed it out of bounds. .412 to go. This game is not over by any stretch of the imagination. Damian Young for Bolivar. 21 has been the biggest lead. Pass inside, reach in foul on Ethan Tuma. Stops the clock with 4:02 to play. In the corner, here's a shot for a 3, and a foul will be called on West Plains on Josiah Long. It'll be 3 shots for Gardner Casey. He can make this a 7-point game. Man, what has happened here in the fourth quarter? Casey at the line to shoot 3. First one is good. Next try, good. One more. 45-37. And a hat trick. 45-38. 21-point lead is down to 7. With just under 4 minutes to go, and that clock is not running fast enough. Clayton Robbins lobs it inside, and a foul will be called on Durham, and that'll be team foul number 4 on Bolivar. Why haven't we been doing that? We did that all through the first half, early second half, and we just stopped. Inbound play. West Plains basketball. That was the second foul on Drake Durham. West Plains shoots the bonus from here on in. 3:35 left. Josiah Long nearly lost it. Did lose it. Tied up. No, it's a travel violation. What a break. Damian Young sitting on the floor picked the ball up. West Plains had tried to tie it up, but Young was called for the violation. First turnover of the fourth quarter on Bolivar. What an immense break that could be if we can get a bucket out of this. We haven't scored in the fourth quarter. Here's the inbound play. Josiah Long. Kraft drives. Ball lost. Out of bounds. Turnover. It looks like, no, it's going to be West Plains' ball from underneath. No, a foul's going to be called. That's even better. Second foul on Matthew Giglio. Kraft at the line. First one, no good. Still haven't scored in the fourth quarter. .317 to go. Next one good. We finally cracked the board. First point of quarter four, 46-38. Guard the three-point line and guard number five, whatever you do. Josiah Long is on him. Pass out front. Now off the screen, Casey drives the lane, goes up with a floater off the back iron, got his own rebound, kicks it outside. Now they shoot to the corner. Open shot for a three by Petke is good. It's a five-point game. Deep inside, I knew this was probably going to happen. Kuma all the way to the basket. Wide open layup is up and in. We played two games against a team, and they're so similar, and this one was not. Well, it tried to turn out that way at the very least. And now blocking foul will be called on West Plains. That'll be his 15th foul on the Zizzers with 2:24 to go. And that foul will be on Brace Houston at second. So Drake Durham will go to the line. He is one out of two from the line tonight, and he'll shoot twice. First try, good. 48-42. One more try for the senior, and it's good. 48-43. Now ball deflected. Now we'll have a foul call in the corner. Damian Young may have fouled out of the ball game. Fifth foul on Damian Young. He is their best ball handler, so that'll hurt their comeback effort. Fouls out with 4 points. They'll sub in Connor Neal at a guard spot. This should be a 20-25 point win. It's down to five right now, though. Free throw by Jared Kraft is no good. Next try, good. 49-43, 2 minutes to play. Durham out front, nearly carried. Here's a three by Petke, no good. Rebound on the weak side. Jared Kraft has it. Now it's time to hold on to the basketball and run some clock. Tuma to Jared Kraft, up the right side in the front court. Cross court pass, Josiah Long. Going to shoot the three for some reason, and the ball is fumbled out of bounds. It'll be Bolivar basketball. That was a bad, bad shot. You're up six with the ball, 1:40 to go, and you're shooting a three. Timeout's going to be called by someone. It'll be a full timeout with 1:41 to play. And the score, West Plains 49, Bolivar 43. Back in a minute on KDY. This basketball game is a three-possession game, 49-43 with 1:40 to go. West Plains had a 21-point lead at one time, led by 20 going into the fourth. They're only up by six right now. Liberators with Casey for a three, and it's good with 1:28 to go. It's a one-possession game. 49-46. Kraft to the left corner. Baseline. They'll feed it back to Robbins. Clayton dribbles it out, drives in, wraparound pass, wide open on the weak side, laid up and good by Josiah Long, who now has five. Now with a minute to play, another one-minute timeout. 51-46, West Plains, 5-5. And we're back in 1 minute on KDY. Fulver has outscored West Plains 21-6 here in the fourth quarter, and they have cut what was a 21-point lead down to a 5-point lead right now. And Fulver basketball, and the guy coming up the court, Gardner Casey, boy, you got to stay on him. He's been tearing it up. He has 27 points, knocking in stuff from everywhere. Drake Durham down the key ball, tipped away and stolen. Ethan Tuma in the front court. Briggs Houston. Now he'll be fouled with 40 seconds to go, and West Plains may be able to put the fire out here with a couple of free throws. Connor Neal with his first foul. Briggs Houston will shoot two. First try is way short, no good. Needs a little more air underneath it. 40 seconds to play. And good. All right. Still two possession game. 37 seconds to go. You got to really guard hard here. Casey over. Durham with a three. Good. And a foul on the play. It could be a 4-point play. Ethan Tuma's going to be called for fouling three-point shooter on the shot. 52-49. This is just unbelievable. One free throw, and it's good. It's a two-point game with 32 seconds to go. Back court, cross-court pass. Kraft has it, gets it over, and now a whistle and a foul with 25 seconds to go. Fourth foul on Gardner Casey. West Plains with a two-point lead. You have to make one to make it a full one-possession lead. Garrett Kraft shoots two, first try, good. One more, big one, oh, short, rebound, Jared has it. And they'll foul him immediately. That worked out far better. So now it's possible you could have a 5-point lead with 23 seconds to go. Second foul call on Connor Neal for Bolivar. Jared against the line to shoot two. First try, good. He's made 8 free throws tonight. He's 8 out of 11. Come on, Jared. Here we go. Good again. 55-50. Left wing, three ball, Papke way off the mark. Josiah Long rebounds with 14 seconds to go, and he's fouled by Durham. Will walk to the other end and shoot two, and this game hopefully will be over after a couple of free throws here. Drake Durham with his third foul. Free throw try is good by Josiah. He has 6 points tonight. He'll get another try. 56-50. And no good. Still a two-possession game, but don't foul. Do not foul. Durham shoots a long three from the point. No good. Ball tipped in the air. 7 seconds to go, and Robbins has it, and that will be the ball game. Final score, West Plains holds on for dear life and wins 56-50 here at Bolivar. Back in a minute to wrap it up on KDY. Well, it was wild, 56-50. West Plains holds on. Now, they had a 21-point lead at one time in the second half. And then in the fourth quarter, going into the fourth, they had 45-25. They didn't score a point the first 5 minutes. Meanwhile, Bolivar was scoring a lot of points. In fact, in the fourth, they outscored West Plains 25-11. Luckily, that lead was so substantial, West Plains wins the game by six. Leading scorer for West Plains, Greg Houston with 15. He hardly touched the ball in the fourth quarter. 13 points for Jared Kraft, 12 points for Clayton Robbins, 6 points for Josiah Long, 5 for Ethan Tuma, and 2 for Mahan. Also, 2 points for Ethan Miller, who got a little court time tonight. Grant Mahan with 2 as well. Also, for the game's high score, that was Gardner Casey. He finished with 27 points, and he was terrific, but the hill was too high for them to climb, and West Plains beats Bolivar for the second time in 3 tries to go to 10-15, ready for districts next week, a week from Thursday, when they'll be playing at Marshfield against the Willard Tigers, and we'll have that game here on KDY. Final score again, 56-50. West Plains with the win at Bolivar tonight. Harlan Hutchison for Matt Stumpf in the studio. Drew Joyce on the video saying goodnight from Bolivar.